Thank you for holding. Is this Emily?
Christine.
Hi, Emily. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's been a busy day today. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Yeah, so how did you guys even get my phone number or information?
If you look up our company name, it's Local Splash, and you'll see a big, huge badge all over our site. It says Premier Google Partner, and if you look up Google Building 1, we're right next to Google. So anytime you submit your business on Google, in order to actually have it be submitted or be found by people in the general public, you got to get Google verified, and usually the Google partners do that. We also host the ads and do Google Places placement and Google Guarantee as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're actually on a qualified candidates list of locksmiths in the area. We had a local listing that became available, and usually when that happens, they tell my reps like Tara to go down that list and find a locksmith to fill it.
Okay.
So you guys are probably the hardest companies to get verified, you know. Being able to unlock things, yeah, is a very unique set of skills that you have. And obviously Google wants to make sure if they're recommending you, we want to ensure the community nothing bad is going to happen. They got some loops we got to jump through here. There's a form, there's a pin they send you in the mail, and then there's also a video verification. So you have a three-step verification in order to be listed as a recommended locksmith on the first page of Google. But we'll get you through it.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you been in business, Emily?
For this business, we are working on our almost third year.
Okay. And you've just been doing Angie right now?
Yeah, for now, Angie.
Okay, how does that work? Or is it working good?
It's okay.
Okay. It's kind of odd for a locksmith to use a home service provider, but maybe. I don't know. Do you do, like, garage doors and stuff, too, or is it just...
No, we do residential, automotive, and commercial.
Okay.
Unlocked.
Yeah, these guys definitely wouldn't be able to get you automotive or commercial leads.
Well, I've got a couple here and there.
Really?
So like I was explaining to your previous agent I spoke to, I was in business with someone, and we're not in business together, partners, right now. So that to happen on the holidays, but it is what it is. I'm ready to move the ball forward.
Yeah, it's okay. On to bigger and better things. You know, it happens. It might be a little more headache, but, you know, if they're, we have tools that'll actually help you where it's actually, you know, more manageable for somebody to run a business independently when they have our app and our tracking system, because it actually, it's a CRM, so it'll keep track of all the leads and jobs you're getting. You'll have recordings of the conversations when you're talking to them. So, you know, as you're running around, everything's kind of being tracked and pipelined into this lead list, so you can, you know, not lose track of your customers, know what you did, where, you know, obviously the digital receipts through the bank and everything. So it should be manageable on your own, you know, without them, with these tools. Okay, so I'm trying to apply this credit that Tara requested for me, but keep getting this darn error message, and if I can get approval on it, it'll save you about $200 every month, and that's huge because they're asking. Well, they're asking $399 normally, and that's for a 40-mile radius from where you receive your Google PIN verification letter. If I could get approval on this darn new in business credit, it'll bring it down to $199 month to month.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to do here. And then that'll lock you in. So you'll keep that deal.
how effective, like, how fast does this become effective?
Well, how effective and how fast are two different things. So how effective, it's more effective than anything under God's green earth when it comes to getting leads for a locksmith business because, you know, everybody uses, I mean, if I'm locked in somewhere or locked out of somewhere, chances are my phone still works and I could just look up locksmith and you'll be one of the first people there. So it's effective as can be. You know, Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of jobs or anything like that from it. Because if I tell you 20 and you get 19 or, you know, then it's like I lied to you, you know. We don't want you to sign up based on that, especially because it's a month-to-month service. But how fast? Our clients always see return on investment within the first month, month and a half. We always say give it 2 months when you sign up just because we want to make sure that, you know, you're giving it enough time for it to show its full effects. It's not just the Google submission. Part of the verification is that we do a broad, submission. So like Amazon Alexa, Bing, Apple Safari, they all rely on the Google verification process in order to come up with their recommended locksmiths too. So you're actually going to be on those sites and those platforms too. It's not just Google. And so you might see some of those show up faster than others. Some might be up in like 2 weeks and then other ones might take 3 or 4 weeks. So in order for you to feel the full effects of it, we ask that you try it for at least 2 months when you first start an advertisement with us. But with the pricing structure being cut in half, it's almost like you're getting 2 months for the price of one. And then you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. So it'll just stay at that $199 rate for as long as you choose to utilize this for your business.
Okay. So I mean, like if I was to sign up today, I would immediately start getting calls.
No, this would be, I mean, if you started up today, I mean, you're talking about putting yourself in prime position to start the new year.
Okay. Would I be listed on Google is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your Google business profile, once you do the verification, people will be able to see you on Google. Yeah. But
and
to be
in my next day, I'm in a loop right now with Google.
Right. It's the verification process. Yeah. It's always the case with locksmiths. They almost never verify a locksmith without it going through the Google partners because they just – they want to actually have a person there instead of AI. They probably ask you to go through the video.
Impossible, really.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, too, we got to protect the community. So, I mean, it's nothing, like, personal to you. Any business that you see up there in your industry has to jump through these loops in order to get there, too.
Gotcha. That makes more sense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's super dangerous. I mean, it's probably the most dangerous category. I mean, obviously, we do extensive vetting on home service providing companies too, like plumbers, HVAC guys, you know, guys that are going around people, their families, and their personal belongings usually have to go through a more extensive process. So it's just something that's maybe a little more difficult for your industry, but the great thing is once you jump through these loops, you don't have to keep doing it every month. It's not like a forever thing. Once you're Google verified, you stay verified unless you move to another area or discontinue the placement or something like that. Actually, even if you discontinue the placement for the locksmith, you stay verified. You just won't see yourself on the first page anymore.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. So they'll still be able to look you up and see your reel.
You guys located in California?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have two locations. We have Costa Mesa and Fountain Valley, and then we're partnered with Google Building One, which is right across the 405 highway from us here.
And then why did I get a phone call from Arkadelphia, Arkansas?
Oh, it's our voiceover internet system. It's Google Voice. So we're calling you through the computer. It's not a landline. Like I have a headset and three monitors in front of me.
I just thought I'd ask.
No, yeah, that's honest, like, that's a good question. that's a good thing to ask, because it's like, why am I getting a local number if you're in California? But yeah, our actual line is at 877-635-6225. You'll see it on our Google business profile and listings.
You're still going through a message there or error?
Just getting approval on the other end. It's because they have like a GChat opened up directly with them across the street. And so mm-hmm. I just need them to send me back the number. But they're going to approve it. I'm the director here, so it just as long as I request it, then that's the only way we can get the code. I've already requested it. I'm just waiting for them to give me back the new code. I tried punching in one that I already had here, and it just didn't go through, so it'll take just a second here. I got the little bubbles popping up like they're typing, but nothing's came back yet. Okay, I got it.
Okay,
so if you want to come on board with us today and get everything started, it would just be $199 out the door. Before I could secure the listing, I do have to verify everything that's going to be on the Google Business Profile. That way this verification form is accurate. So on Google, you can only have one number listed. Is this the same line that you wanted on your Google Business Profile that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I'll use my husband's phone number.
Okay. Does he usually do the client facing?
I mean, we both do, but okay. He's the one that will be actually going out to do the job.
Okay.
Now, so we'll just leave it with his phone number.
Okay. I'll have you as the primary on the account, just for us to contact in regards to the listings, but, what's his business line for the customers to call?
It is 614.
Okay.
313-7553.
Okay. And then PIN verification letter does not say it was completed ever. Okay.
Are you saying that's something that would have been mailed to me?
Yeah.
I've never received nothing in the mail.
Okay, yeah, because usually there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it, and then we get that from you, and then that's how they will know you verified your location, but it says it was never received anywhere, so it's okay. We could resend it out.
Okay.
I'll send it out right now.
And let's verify the address it's going to. What do you have on your end?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you to verify it.
It should be 5118 US 80 lot 1A.
I had a Pearl 39208.
Yes.
Address.
That should be your address. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, and how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
We would like to do 8 to 9, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And that's Monday through Friday, or do you guys work the weekends too?
Yes, as of right now, we'll just keep it 7 days.
Oh, I see what happened with your verification.
What is it?
The lot 1A threw off the AI on the system. So
yeah,
I didn't register it. Numbers, letters, and spaces, periods. It's got a lot. It's basically got all the things. Yeah, got all the things that set off the address, the unique address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Bring me back an email that says, said it was dangerous, unsafe, or something else. So I can't remember what word.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Or it said if there was not a proper space for a person to enter and exit, but there completely is, so.
Let me see if I can find that. I do know that the lot 1A was throwing it off on our end. I don't know if that's a separate error, though. So let me just double check. Maybe just the area in general, but I don't know why it would, you know. I mean, they only give that, the only time I've ever seen a message like that is, like, south of Chicago. Like, I don't know if, I've also seen it in, like, parts of Louisiana, but, I mean, are you in a really dangerous area?
No, not at all. That's odd.
Yeah, I've only seen it literally in, like, parts of Louisiana and south Chicago, and those are, like, the murder capitals of the United States.
Yeah, I'm from West Memphis, Arkansas, which is across the bridge from Memphis, Tennessee, which is, like, murder capital right now.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe it's just like a warning because they cover a 40-mile radius, but it should be more of like a warning to you. But Google does a good job of, you know, verifying the businesses, so I don't think they should be publishing any kind of warnings about locksmiths in this area, you know. But a criminal would definitely disguise themselves as a locksmith. I feel like that would be a regular thing, you know. Hey, I'm calling to help you. Or, you know, same thing with the home service providers. So it's very strange, though. I live in Southern California, and it's kind of like a superficial.
Yeah. I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard it's kind of like a Memphis area as well.
Yeah. Yeah, downtown Los Angeles. We're kind of in the beach cities, though, so we're probably about an hour away from downtown L.A., south. It's really nice over here. It's like 70 degrees
year-round.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, no, see, that's all inland. Yeah, we're tucked right next to the ocean. It's nice and sunny. When you go inland, though, yeah, you go an hour, basically, in any direction, and you can run into some rough areas. You know, you go an hour south and you're at the border, U.S.-Mexico border. So it's a little crazy. You go an hour north and you're in L.A. So we're just kind of right in a little paradise area, right in the smack in the middle of it all.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good. Just don't go too far.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. It's expensive. Okay, and then what did you say your husband, or it's your husband, right? Your partner?
Yes.
Okay, what's his first name?
It is Mike.
Mike, okay. And short for Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, last name?
What do you need his info for? I'm curious.
Because he's doing client facing.
Okay.
So he's going to be face to face with these customers.
Okay. Knighton, KNIGHTON.
Okay. And this isn't necessarily for the general public. It's more just like for the homeowner to be able to verify, or vehicle owner. It's not like AAA, you know, when you do it with a private company, it's different. AAA, it's super traceable back to them. They have all the social, if anything ever happens to somebody messing with AAA, it's like, you'll be able to catch the guy that did it. So, same concept with these Google ones. We have to verify it's just part of it. If he's going to do client facing as a locksmith, we have to know who he is. The people
he's all relative was new. I'm not sure what my business partner did to get us on Google for 2 years, but we didn't need any of this information, so.
Well, it's possible they could have just did it on their own and then not disclosed all of their employees, you know. The only time they really, like, put a gun to your head, and it's like, not literally, but, and it's like, hey, you absolutely need to fork over the information of every single employee and their social. That's, like, Google guaranteed, which are the ones at the very top, has little green box. No, that's a pay-per-lead service, so they'll charge you, like, $10 for every service call, but they're, like, pre-screening and answering the phone for you guys and then dispatching, basically.
We were Google guaranteed, and we dealt with a call sitter.
Oh, yeah, so you know, then. So you know how that process goes. But you have to get super vetted to get the Google guarantee. So you have to fork over your social, and then anybody doing client facing has to jump through that. Usually she has to disclose the information. What company did you say it was again?
Reliable Locksmith.
Oh, no, that's what I have here. But you made it seem like your partner had it up and running and then she left, like she had done it?
So I had a business partner.
Uh-huh.
We did all the work.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a silent partner, I guess you would say.
Okay.
All the financing part of it and still made his cut. And we both are sick of each other. I don't agree with how I ran it and him getting, 50% or whatever percent it was he was getting of the earnings. And so here we are. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do it on your own, and it's not going to cost you 50%, so.
Right.
All good. Yeah, I get you. That's a smart move on your part. Might have a little bit more paperwork here and there, a couple little headaches here and there, but you'll be fine.
That's totally okay. Right.
Yeah, it's not worth 50%. You might as well just do it. Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely. But that does happen, Sometimes the guys that have these first page placements, there's other locksmiths they know about in the area that maybe don't have the ability to get on the first page, or they're just not. And then they outsource it, We are supposed to caution you, be careful with that because it could still come back as a negative review on your business. But if you do want to outsource it because it's overwhelming, maybe you know somebody that could help the people, feel free to do that at your own discretion. Okay, what's your business email where I could send everything in writing and then your invoice receipt as well?
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It is Locksmith Reliable MS at Gmail.
Perfect. Okay. Update. Okay. And there is an option on here where I could hide your guys' address if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay. I figured, you're always going to the customer. They shouldn't be coming to you anyway.
Right, and because it's Google verification stuff, you have to put your home address, but obviously we're 1,000% mobile, so no one would be coming here.
Yeah, that's literally the whole point of the Google partners. We're getting in here manually and actually fixing these things instead of just trying to process paperwork. Some of it's really easy where you could just fill out forms, and some businesses, yours is... It's going to be a bit difficult, mainly because of the industry that you're in, but gotcha. Okay, so save. Good. Okay. So I have your business profile created, verification sent, address hidden. Do you have a website already?
I'm working on that.
Okay. I was going to say, if you already have a domain, we can do graphic design and hosting. It'd be a one-time charge of $99. And get a professional team to build it for you.
Wow. Well, I'll definitely think about that, but I already have somebody working on it right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you already paid them, then, definitely.
Yeah. $99.
Yeah, it's just to build it, and then we host it for you for free. Okay. Usually the more expensive part is buying the domain, so it sounds like you've already got the domain. Is it just reliablelocksmithinc.com?
I'm not sure what it is at the moment.
Okay. What I'll do then, Emily, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And then when you know the domain for the website or when the website's done, just text that into us or to me, either or. And then we'll go ahead and attach it to the Google Business profile. That way it's able to be seen by your customers.
Okay, perfect.
All right. And then we are going to want to do an interview with you just to make sure that we're listing you guys properly and in the right areas for the right services. Usually it takes about 30 minutes, but they ask for an hour for the call in case it goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow?
Tomorrow around 2 p.m.
Okay.
And on Central Time. Yeah.
Okay. 2 p.m. CT. Okay, that's like the one slot they can't do. I have a 1 to 2, and I have a 3, hold on. They're out of here 12 to 1, so basically 12 to 1 is 2 to 3 your time.
Okay, well, the
so
one
before or after?
3 or 4, doesn't matter. Sometime
okay.
In the afternoon.
Okay. Let's shoot for this. 3 to 4, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment with the technician, and they will send you a text message reminder 1 hour before.
Now, is this like a phone call, or is it like a video call?
It's a phone call. The video call is usually reserved for verification, like if we need to do that, as almost like a last resort. Usually when you fill out the Google verification form that we send to you right now, usually that's enough, but occasionally they run into problems or things that they can't jump through, like you were saying, or maybe you don't have certain things, and then we'll use the video call, and we'll just go that route. So I've tried to tell them, like, why don't we just use that as the first line of defense, but then they're like, yeah, we'd basically be on the phones, like, all day long.
Right.
Video calling. Okay. It's like, sometimes they already have this stuff.
It could have been a one-and-done thing, I agree.
I know. Some people, it would just be so much easier to just call them. Like, especially if we get, like, the older crowd that's, like, not tech-savvy at all. And then it's like, we're asking, send in a picture. How do I do that? You know, it's like a conversation on how to use their iPhone.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's a lot of patience. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got that client interview scheduled for you. Should get that there in your Gmail. And then... got to secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that, Emily?
Obviously, we'd have to use a card, right?
Yeah, so you could do like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and it could be either personal or a business account.
Okay. Give me just a second. It's going to be a Visa.
Do you go by Knighton also or no?
We are married, but still technically on my driver's license, I'm Lancaster. So as of now, I just go by Lancaster.
Okay, gotcha. Because I put it under Emily Knighton. Let me fix it.
Yeah, because if you say Emily Knighton and someone wants me to verify it with my driver's license since we're recently married, then...
Yeah. No, I hear you. It took my wife almost 3 years to start.
Okay, I'm just going to pull out the good old marriage license. Yeah.
Yeah, we got married in Las Vegas in August of 21, and so, yeah, and I still think I get stuff on a regular basis with her old last name all over it, and I'm like, did we do this or did we not? it's like the one thing I get out of it.
Marriage
is tough for guys, you know. We don't win a lot in a marriage, you know. So you gotta at least get the last name.
All right, so we're gonna use a Visa.
Okay.
And are you ready?
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
It's 4147.
4511. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/29.
12/29. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
184.
Okay. All right. And so the first month's payment's going to go through today at $199. It's December 19th, 2024. Each month moving forward, it's going to be on the 19th day. You'll keep this discounted price indefinitely. Okay, so as long as you're with us, you get that deal. It's not going to go back up or change on you. And then you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue one day, just let us know before it automatically charges you.
Okay.
Okay, and then we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. We ask that you are responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and our customers and that you try to get as good a reviews as possible. Save. Okay, now we'll just be waiting on that website. Did you get the text message from me with my direct number and extension?
I did not. Which one did you text?
I actually should check because I think I might have just texted Michael. Let me see. He's probably going to come home. Emily, first not my last name. Who the heck is John? I swear he's helping us. What? That'd be crazy. Okay. This thing's just still processing, so it's not letting me go to the other page. Okay, there we go. So process. Oh, I got a CVV2 CID failure. Okay, what did you say the 3-digit code was on the back of the card?
It should have been 184.
184?
Uh-huh.
That's what we had here. And you said it was November of 2029?
12 of 29.
Ah, that's the problem. Okay. I'm going to try to fix the date. Because it codes out all the numbers, but it shows me expiration date and the 3-digit code. And it was saying that it was CIDCV2, which is usually 3-digit code on the back, but maybe has to be that date. Let me see. Okay. So it looks like that's processing. When this clears, it's going to send you everything in writing. I'm going to stay on the line with you here and make sure you get it all.
Okay.
And there's 3 different texts that'll come through, and they're also going to be emailed to you as well.
Okay.
But I sent you my direct number mainly to send in the website because if you're having any issues with that site, we're going to need to do the graphic design on it and get it up and running. But is this somebody that you know personally building the site, or you having it professionally built? Is it like through like a Wix format or like GoDaddy?
I'm not sure to which format. It is someone that does it professionally.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It should be fine. We just need to know the domain name.
Yes, any issue, I will definitely get back with you for you guys to build it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any issue, just let us know, and then that offer will still stand. You know, that's why you have my direct number and extension. We're a really big company. Mm-hmm. We got about 450 people that work here, but I'm kind of one of the ones that have been around for a long time. Basically, I got out of college, started working here, and I haven't left ever. yeah, you got a direct source to a senior representative, been here 12 years, so I know all the ins and outs. I'll be able to get in there,
wow.
Get you the site, get you the discounts. They usually have me coordinate with Google, too, across the street. There's 12 of us that actually have the certifications across the street, and we usually do all the face-to-face with Google themselves.
You're not a fan now, are you, John?
No, ma'am. No, you look us up. You can look me up. Our company's been around for 20 years, so we're not going anywhere. Doing this a long time. I've been there for 12, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still got more time to go. I'm a ways away from retirement, so I ain't going anywhere anytime soon. But I got a lot of people relying on me on a daily basis, and I got two kids, so some days I sound like I'm full of energy and just had three cups of coffee, and other days I sound like this. I only slept 3 hours last night.
Wow.
So you might be like, oh, this is the same person. Yeah, my youngest son, for some reason, he hopped in the bed, he's three, and I tried to run away from him and go, we have like a couch that'll pull out in the living room. So I was like, I got up like 12 o'clock and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the living room. And then I see his little body come running into the living room in the middle of the night as fast as he can. And he jumps on me. He's going, Dad. And I'm like, what? He looks all scared. And then he falls asleep real fast. And I'm just sitting there awake in the dark like, oh my God, it's going to be a bad day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's kind of nice, though. The house has a good Christmas feel going on right now. The lights and everything.
I got a son myself. He will be one next month. Sorry.
Oh, congrats. I hate to tell you this, but I'm kind of a straight shooter anyway, so you'll learn this about me, but it doesn't get any better. It doesn't. Enjoy the. It just gets harder and harder. Yeah, they're just like dangerous to themselves, and yeah, it's just yeah. But it's worth it. I don't want to say. I will never say it's not worth it. Everything I do, I give them everything I can all the time. I can't wait to hang out with them when I get home. That's what I look forward to every day. But it's dangerous. Dangerous and expensive, and they're needy, and they fight each other. Wait till the second one. Well, actually, I'd say you get more of a break once the second one comes around, because they play with each other, but other times they're pulling each other's hair out. What was that?
I was going to ask, are you sure it gets easier with the second one?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. It does, but it doesn't, you know? They argue. Okay, so I'm just trying to see if you have these text messages coming through. I'm not seeing them, though.
I didn't get anything on my end.
Text and email. Yeah, they're going to Michael. They are. That was what it was. Okay. Shoot. All right. Well, let me swap this, though, and put... Because when I put him to the business phone, it just automatically started sending him texts. But I'll put you in the cell phone category. And then it went over to the email to the locksmith's reliablems@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you should have them there. But I'm going to manually resend each one of them too. So that way you'll have them and he has it. But that Google verification form is in there, and then access to your tracking system is there, and then also an outline of the agreement in writing is there as well. So he just got a nice text message saying, thank you for your payment of $199. Here's the outline of your service agreement. So you get
a
call.
I'm looking at my email. I don't see it.
You don't see it? Okay, hold on 1 second. Manually send, and then manually send the initial invoice via text. Definitely went to him. Like all the messages that say sent successfully have the other number, the 614-313-7553.
Now, after this interview tomorrow, the next step after that to get on.
The pin in the mail, and then the verification form, and assuming that the verification form has everything we need on it. If not, then I could get my buddy on the line, and we could add a verifier listing over the phone. That's not bad. It's a pretty easy call.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes Google just wants these, like, extra loops, because there's, it's like AI, but, you know, it's not cookie cutter for everybody. So they have like this cookie cutter form and this cookie cutter process. And it's like some businesses don't have that, or they don't even require like license for every industry, you know, but the form is requiring it. And so it's like they don't have it, then it won't accept the form on the AI. So then we have to manually get in there and verify it over the phone and process it.
Okay.
It's a headache.
I have the first message you sent me.
Okay. So that one should be the outline of the agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on the bottom of that. It is in your name, so it should come across as Emily Lancaster.
Yes, and so the email, it says, it has my actual, like, my personal Google email.
Oh, no, that's just because you pulled it up on your phone. So you pulled up the Google verification form?
I guess, yes.
Yeah. That happens all the time. That's just the email that you're logged into on your phone. The email we have is the locksmithsreliablems@gmail.com.
Which account?
Yes. The one that's on your account with us is locksmithsreliablems@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay.
That one's just your personal. But if you fill it out through your personal, Emily, totally fine. Like, we have your name already, your number, your business name, all the information that's asking for on there, except for, like, the license and all that other stuff. So we'll know it's you. Yeah, we'll be able to match it. No, you're fine. We got you. You're fine. If you really feel like it's best to go through that route, though, because you just don't want any more headaches, yeah, then you could do it that way, too. I've had clients do that, too. They're like, no, I want to make sure it matches. I get it. But, yeah, we're here for a reason, you know. Our whole job is to not just figure out the verification and get it all situated for you guys, but it's just to make sure that the system and the advertisement's working. You know, at the end of the day, you guys want results, not just to be up there. So we got to get in there and also monitor the Google Analytics and, you know, find out where your hotspots are and things like that, so that way we can keep you making money. You know, we're not making money unless you guys are making money. So. Everything looks good on our end, and then the client interview is locked in between 3 and 4 tomorrow. So you are good. As long as you have that Google verification and the outline of the service agreement, you are good to go. Just make sure.
Yeah, I just had to go through the whole process to get my phone to switch my Google account, and I was going to have to jump.
Yeah, that's why it's like I tell people that all the time. Like, any locksmith you see, not even just people, but any industry, I tell them, anybody you see in your industry that's on the first page, they're usually, I mean, 99.9%, unless they're doing Google Ads on their own, and you can do Google Ads on your own, it's pay-per-click, but 99.9% of them, they have it hosted by a Google partner. They're not actually doing it themselves. Like, they're not coming home after a long day's work, jumping on Google and marketing their business and fixing their ads and doing the verification. You know, they're usually just outsourcing it and they have somebody focused on that.
That's crazy, because from my point of view, like you said, I thought, you know, it would be so simple to just do it myself.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah, everybody does. We almost would rather, like, you wait and try to do it yourself, and then it just helps you understand the value of us and what we're doing for you, you know? We always say, like, our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know, like, what they're paying for. And so it's good that you went through that. I think it'll help us with our having a long-term business relationship with you, but I'm sorry that you had to go through that at the same time, because I know it's not easy. We do it on a regular basis, and honestly, if we weren't partnered with them, it would be a nightmare.
Right. Okay, so I got it to where the form actually has my business email, and when it turns around and asks me for my email again, do I just put my business email again?
Yeah, just put the business email in there.
Just
Let's have it all match up. Yeah, you gotta snap those. So that's kind of the headache is fill out this form, and then at the bottom of it, it'll tell you if anything's missing. We got to do that video verification. So you just want to check the box at the bottom, and then send in everything as best as you can.
This option's only available for companies with business documentation. I don't worry about that either. I have both. I have the business license and insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I've had guys send in, like, a picture of a hammer for tools and equipment, and they send in their work vehicle, but they cover the license plate number, you know, and they accept it. You know, the idea is just to make sure you're responsive and you're actually involved in this and not just us processing everything and posting it.
Do you say that there was a place to sign at the bottom because I'm not seeing one? I'll just resubmit.
No, no, it's just a box that you check that you're okay with the video call, so you'll see, like, a yes and a no. And that's only if there's something missing where they can't just verify you via the form, then we go to that video call. That's what I was telling you about earlier.
Can't verify because they don't have enough info.
Yeah, that part.
So click yes.
Yeah, they click yes that you're okay with the video call.
Okay, now it's submit. Oh, my goodness. Wait.
Okay, and then there's a...
upload picture of tool. It's saying it's a required question.
Yeah. So, the red asterisks are required. Sometimes it takes the business owner like a day or two, so you don't have to fill this out all right now. I mean, as long as you have most of it done or mostly done by the time the client interview rolls around tomorrow at 3, you're fine. And then the client interview technician can also walk you through it.
Okay. Well,
if need be, but I think you'd be able to figure it out. It's pretty easy. As long as you just, the ones with the red dot, and then check the box that you're okay with the video call. If you are missing some of them that have the red dot, that's fine. You can just submit what you do have, and then we'll work it out for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go take some pictures then.
It should be pretty simple, though. If you pull it up on your phone where it says upload file, it should just flip around to your camera, and then you could snap those photos when you're in a better spot. Sometimes that's why it takes the business owners sometimes like 2 or 3 days to get back to us, is because sometimes they don't have all that paperwork with them, so then they just go home later, fill it out, send it in when they can.
Okay, well, I will work on this. The number that you texted me off, that's your direct number?
Yeah, that 877 line is our company line. It'll be at every text and email that you get from us. My direct extension is the 544. This is the one, I texted it to Mike. I texted it to Mike twice. Okay. Yeah, you're really going to get that. Who the heck is John? Or do you get I call him tomorrow. Hey, bud. Good to meet you. Here to help you get your clients coming in. All right.
All right.
Well,
so good to go. I just have to do my.
Yes.
I might have to resend those on my email for me to have them.
That works too. Either way, once you jump through these loops, Emily, you won't ever have to do it again. Like, even if you were to leave our services later, unless you guys really like relocate or something, then the PIN has to be redone. But we won't have to get you Google verified as a locksmith again once we get this knocked out. So just know if it's kind of a headache, it's worth it. You know, once it's done, it's done, and that'll add a lot of credibility for you guys. People will have to question who you are.
They do. I appreciate it, Mom.
You said you get questioned a lot?
You do. What was that?
No, I was saying, do you get questioned a lot from clients?
Oh, indeed. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. People are
they're
skeptical.
All
yeah.
I don't blame them. You know, you have a baby now, so you know. You know, you don't. You got a mama bear. Mama bear's got to protect the cave, you know. So. So same thing for them. Locksmith definitely puts the alarm up, but they'll be them knowing that they could track you down if something happens gives them peace of mind.
I even had my own lovely encounters on my own out in the woods. I was out doing this before I had my baby, and like
wow.
I saw him from the Memphis area, and I was robbed at one point.
Oh my God. So you are in a dangerous area. What do you mean?
I was in a very dangerous area.
Oh my God.
Really.
I can't imagine the emotions of Mike, like, hearing, was he there with you?
No, he was not, but he came, you know,
man.
They took my phone, they took my equipment.
If anybody ever did that to my wife, I have the iPhone tracking on there, so I would hunt them down like the wild dog.
Check this out. We tried that too. They either dumped my phone in the Mississippi River or whatever, and it turned off, so I couldn't track my phone. I couldn't track anything. It was a nightmare for a couple of years. And they even took my gun, so then that was a whole other thing to give with a hand, you know, a weapon.
So, I would have reported that right away too. I have a bunch of them.
I
know out here it's crazy. Oh yeah, California, everything is just triple registered. It's ridiculous. So it's, you know, you have to report anything right away, or else, you know, if something happens, it's like they're gonna be at your door the second they find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Well, I got you all squared away here, so you're good to go, Emily. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. But I'll let you get back to the rest of your evening, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow between 3 and 4 for your client interview, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.